Friday, and Sunday night Varalacha, and after consultation with my wife, because every good rabbi has a wife, if I'm a good rabbi, she's a good wife, though, no matter what, no matter how I am as a rabbi. Anyway, the bottom line is as follows. There's two types of tchina that you buy in the store, ready-made tchina, and then you add water to it. There's one kind that's like a concentrate, tchina concentrate. If you add water, you cannot add water to that on Shabbos. What happens when you add water to that, if you look, it becomes doughy and a paste. And then as you add more water, it becomes loose. But the first, call it chemical reaction, I don't know if it's a chemical reaction, the first, what happens first when you add water to that is that it becomes a dough and a paste, and that's a leisha problem. Then there's another kind you can buy that they make, the tchina's already made already. It's made tchina, except they make it very, very thick. And most people don't like it that thick. And you add water to it. And all that happens is that it becomes looser. That's not a problem. That's the opposite of tchina. You have a thickish thing and it just becomes looser. But there is a kind of tchina, and that, I don't even think that's anything special. I think you just buy tchina and it's just too thick for most people and they add water. That you can do on Shabbos. But there's a kind of tchina concentrate, I don't know, my wife didn't know what it was called, that it's, you add water and the first thing that happens, it becomes doughy and a paste. And then as you add more, it becomes loose again. That you're not allowed to add water on Shabbos.